Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me right now is Larry Kenyon, CEO at Outlook Therapeutics. Larry, good to see you again. How are you?
Hi, Christine. Great to see you. I'm doing great. Hope you are too.
I am. Thanks so much for asking. Larry, the last time we caught up was just around 9 months ago when you reported proof of concept results. Just give us a quick refresher on the company, quick introduction.
Sure. Outlook Therapeutics is a late stage clinical biopharma company. We're developing bevacizumab as the first and only approved bevacizumab for the treatment of wet AMD and other retinal diseases.
So you did recently report safety data on your NORSE 3 trial. So what did you find here?
Well, we saw exactly what we were looking for, Christine. The study was designed to just provide the additional patients we need for our BLA, which we expect to file later this year for ONS-5010. And in this study, we had 197 patients receive 3 monthly injections of ONS-5010 just to gauge the safety database. What we saw in the study was that there was no intraocular inflammation and all the normal types of adverse events that you might expect to see, which are very mild for this type of drug.
So now that you have these good safety results, what are kind of the next steps?
Sure. So we are almost complete with our pivotal phase 3 study, the NORSE 2 trial. We expect the last patient, last visit in that study to occur in June of this year, which will allow us to report the top line results from this pivotal study sometime in Q3 of 2021.
And from my understanding, enrollment didn't take that long.
Right. So for we've been very blessed. It only took us a year to enroll the NORSE 2 study, and that was in the middle of a pandemic. So we were really excited with how the sites were able to work through the pandemic. And we were very grateful for the patients that participated in this study, continuing to stay the course during this interesting time that we live in. The NORSE 3 study was even more quickly enrolled. 197 patients in literally 4 weeks was a pretty incredible number. I think it shows that the physicians and patients understand that what we're trying to do with our bevacizumab gives you the same types of results and safety that you'd expect from the current off-label bevacizumab that's currently used in the market.
So as you look forward to this phase 3 data readout, how are you expecting to potentially launch if it gets approved? Are you looking for partners? Will you go at this on your own?
Sure. Well, we are we're taking a broad-based approach. We're continuing to look for partners, especially in Europe and Japan. We have the capability, we believe, to launch ONS-5010 as LightNava here in the U.S. Upon approval. But that does not rule out the possibility for some global type transaction where we could do a licensing deal with a bigger partner.
So let's talk about your current cash position. You did raise $35 million in a bought deal financing at the end of February. So where does that take you?
Sure. So the cash we raised earlier this year should get us to the end of the year, which is when we expect to file our BLA. So that gets us well past the data readout in Q3. And we feel for this stage of our development, we're in pretty good shape from a cash perspective, but we will need to raise additional funds. We're not planning to do anything immediately on that front. And in fact, we're exploring all types of capital raising options, including very many non-dilutive options so that we can preserve our current capital base.
So besides what we talked about here, anything else that you'd like investors to know?
Well, in addition to the work we're doing in wet AMD, we're preparing to start later this year, early next year, additional clinical trials in other indications in retina. That includes our NORSE 4 study for patients with branch retinal vein occlusion, as well as NORSE 5 and NORSE 6 for patients with diabetic macular edema.
Multiple shots on goal here. Larry, it was good to see you again. Looking forward to catching up again soon.
Thanks, Christine. Great to see you.